Good morning. Take a comfortable seat. After all these months of rain, we finally have the sunshine we've been craving. And on a holiday weekend, even better. Take a deep breath and breathe that blue sky and sunshine right into your body. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and the unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, reach your arms wide open. Circle them around as if you were gathering up this beautiful day and bringing it right into your heart. And do that a few more times. One more time, bring all this beauty right into your heart. And then inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, fold forward, lay your hands on the mat, step your feet back, find downward facing dog. And once you're there, press your heels up and down, give yourself a nice stretch. The beginning of opening ourselves up. Walk hands back to our feet, we fold into a forward bend. Always adjusting each pose so it fits the needs of your own body. And walk your hands forward again. Let's come back to downward facing dog. And we'll set our knees onto the mat, moving hands underneath the shoulders for cat and calf. Inhale, we lift the head, we lift the tail. Exhale, draw your back up toward the sky and move with your breath. And with your next exhale, slip through your cat pose right down into your heels. Walk your hands forward and find child's pose, knowing that you can always come back to child's pose anytime you'd like to stop for a moment and rest. Toes under the feet, hips lift to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. The left knee touches the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands come back down. The right foot steps back. We move our shoulders up above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rising up, we roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward, cobra. Hips back into heels again, child's pose. Now turn your toes to the floor, lift your hips to the sky, and then step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And hands return to the mat. Left foot steps back. And we move forward, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. As we inhale, we rise into cobra. And then hips reach back to heels, child's pose. And toes again into the floor, hips to the sky. We're back to downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breath. Exhaling all the way down. Moving with your breath like the sun, rising and falling. Inhale, sunrise. Exhale, sunset. Now let's rise up one more time. And then we bring hands to the heart, we step to the very top of our mat, send salutation. Inhale, rise up, reach to the sky in celebration. Hips come down, chair pose. Then we reach up again. You can even add a little back bend if you want. And dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway to a flat back. Now set hands to the mat. Reach your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle into the sky. And then hands touch back down onto the mat. And we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up. And then hands touch back down. And the left foot steps up to meet the right. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Back up and into the sky. Maybe a little back bend again. We dive down. Lift up halfway. Bring your hands to the mat. Extend your left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up. And then hands touch back down. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Now left leg up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we bring hands back to the mat. Now the right foot steps up to the front. Nice big inhale, we come all the way up. And we sink into chair. Reach up into the sky again, lean back if you want to. And then dive down. Come halfway up. And bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. And let's step into downward facing dog. So now that we're a little looser, a little warmer in the body, we're ready to step into our standing flows. To begin, take your right leg up into the sky. Now step your right foot forward. Back foot lays flat down. We reach up, warrior one. Stand in your ground, stand tall. The feet anchored, the arms reaching to the sky. Now bring hands to the mat, step the left foot right next to the right foot, and then sink down into chair pose. Hips reach down and back, weight in the heels. Finding a steady breath in each pose. Let's add a twist. Take your right elbow between your knees and then up and over to the outside of your left knee as we twist to the left. So from this twisting chair, in just a moment, we'll extend the right leg back into a twisting lunge. If you need to take your hands to the mat to steady yourself, no problem. You can try and stay here in this twist. You can even explore balancing as you extend the right leg back. So when you're ready now, step onto your left foot, extend your right leg back, and turn your twisting lunge into a twisting chair, or twisting chair into a twisting lunge. Feel free to spread your arms from earth to sky if you like. Bring your twist back around. Hands come to the mat. Left leg to the sky behind you. Nice and tall. And then step or help your left foot forward. And just one breath. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up. And then hands come back down. And we step the right foot forward. One sun breath. Inhale, the sun rises. Exhale, the sun sets. Hands come to the mat. Step the left leg back. Lay the knee down. Circle arms up and overhead. And then reach around behind your back. Catch your fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back. And let your heart shine bright as the sun. And release hands, let them touch overhead again. And then hands come down to the mat. We shift the hips backwards. Slowly stretch into your right leg. Bow forward. Gently let your body open. Then we come forward again. With hands on the mat, we'll curl the left toes under, we'll pick the left knee up, and let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, your back foot solidly flat on the mat as we reach up into the power of Warrior One. Nice, even breath. Your hands come to the heart. Step the right foot right next to the left foot and sink down, chair pose. Adding the twist, the left elbow now hops around, excuse me, to the right side, and we twist to the right. So again, for that transition, go in whatever manner you need to. Step onto your right foot, extend your left leg back, and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. Now bring your twist back around, hands come to the mat, send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then step or help the right foot forward. One breath, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up, and then hands come back down. And we'll step the left foot up to join the right. One send breath, all the way up with your inhale. All the way down with your exhale. And step the right leg back. Lay the right knee to the mat. Circle arms overhead. Touch your fingers above you, and then reach around behind your back. Fingers link, hands and shoulders push back. And the heart shines bright like the sun. And release the hands, reach overhead. And then bring hands down to the mat. Shifting backwards, a slow stretch into the left leg. Close your eyes. Deep breaths. Coming forward again, we'll curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up, and then we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. And take your right leg up and into the sky. With a big wide step forward, lay your back foot flat and step into Warrior Two. Reach wide into your body. Forward, turn your right hand over, and then reach up and across the sky into reverse forward. the right arm and lay it across your right thigh, or reach all the way to the ground. Left fingers to the sky, side angle pose. And let's slowly begin a circle with the left arm. Reach around to the back of your mat. Pass by your back leg, point to the floor. And then as you point straight to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. And when your circle finishes, you'll be in triangle pose. Be as wide open as you can be. And then bring hands down to the mat. Come onto your left toes. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and tall. And then step or help your right foot forward. One breath. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up. And hands come back down. Left foot steps forward. Inhale all the way up. And exhale all the way down. As hands come to the mat, we step the right leg back. This time lay the knee down. Circle arms up into the sky, touch hands overhead, and then reach around behind you. Let your heart shine bright like the sun. And releasing hands, they again touch overhead. And then we bring hands down to the mat. Shifting hips backwards, slowly stretch into your left leg, little by little. Long, slow breaths facilitate the release in your left leg. Now come forward again. Hands on the mat. We curl the right toes under. Pick the right knee up so we can step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And take your left leg up into the sky. Again, a very wide step forward. Back foot lays flat down. And we open to warrior two. Take a little reach forward, turn your left hand over. Streak it across the sky, reverse warrior. And then take a bend in your left arm, lay it across your right thigh or reach to the ground. Right fingers to the sky, side angle pose. Circle begins, reaching around to the back, brushing past your back leg, pointing to the floor. And when your right hand points to the front of your mat, straighten your left leg and find triangle pose. Now hands come back around to the mat. Come onto your right toes. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and high. And then step or help the left foot forward. One breath. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up. And hands come back down. Right foot steps to the front. Inhale, the sun rises. Exhale, the sun sets. Hands to the mat. Left foot steps back. Lay the knee down. Circle arms overhead. Tap your fingers together and then reach around behind your back. Heart shines bright like the sun. release your hands, touch over your head again. And then hands to the mat, hips shifting back. We stretch into the right leg, little by little. Come forward again. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with our exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward and then walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands under your thighs, lift up to stand. Let's explore a back bend here. Make fists at your low back, feet pushing down into the ground as we rise up, up and away. Curving back to where this back bend feels good in your body. Back bend rise. Take your hands now onto your hips and pour that back bend down into the forward bend. Let your hands find their way to the mat. As you relax here a moment, the next pose will be a twist, so you might want to heel toe your feet slightly wider. Now lay your right hand below your face, slip your left hand onto your low back. Stretch your spine out nice and long and then begin to spiral the twist around to the left. Feel free to take your left hand to the sky or to keep it at your back, wherever the twist feels best for you. Let the twist come back around. Walk your hands forward. Push your hips backward. Take a big stretch into your back now. And then walk your hands back in. This time, left hand below the face, right hand at the low back. Lengthening and then twisting now to the right. And the twist spirals back around. Again, let's walk our hands forward, push our hips back. Take a nice stretch into your back after it was all twisted. And then walk the hands back in. And then around to the front of the mat, turning your feet and curling your left toes under. Send your right leg to the sky. And then step or help the right foot forward. With one breath, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up. Hands come back down. And the left foot steps forward. One breath, sun rises. And then it sets. We step the left foot back, or right foot back. Knee comes to the mat. Circle arms overhead. Touch them above you, and then reach round behind your back. And the heart shines bright as the sun. And releasing the hands, again they touch. And as they come to the mat, we'll shift our hips backwards and slowly stretch into the left leg. Close your eyes, ease your way into your body. With our hands on the mat, we curl the right toes under, we pick the right knee up, and we step back. vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And one last flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, walk yourself around again to the long side of your mat. Hands come onto the thighs as we lift to stand. We make fists at the low back. And once again, we rise up into the back bend, rolling the shoulders back, lifting your heart and navel toward the sky. Back up, let your hands slip around to your hips and pour the back bend down into a forward bend. Hands reach down to the ground. Again, you may want to heel to your feet slightly wider. Let's twist again, right hand below the face, left hand slips onto the low back. A nice stretch through the back and then a twist to the left. Any way you like it. Twist comes back around. We walk the hands forward, push the hips back. Feel the stretch. Now the hands walk back in where we lay the left hand below the face. Slip the right hand onto the low back. A nice twist round to the right. Coming around, again the hands walk forward as the hips push backwards. Enjoy the lengthening of your back. And as we walk the hands back in, we'll then walk them around to the front of the mat, little turn of the feet, coming onto the toes of your right foot, left foot to the sky. And then one more time, step or help your left foot forward. One breath, lunge or kneeling lunge, reaching up and then back down. Right foot steps forward and the sun rises and then it sets. And the hands touch the mat, the left foot steps back, left knee to the ground. Arms circle overhead where they touch. And then reach behind your back and the heart shines bright like the sun. Your hands reach to the sky again. Touch hands down to the mat, shifting backwards. One more stretch into the right leg. And then coming forward, we take hands to the mat, we curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, and we step back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now we lay our knees to the mat. We slip our hips into our heels and lay ourselves down to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down, close your eyes, take a few nice deep breaths. Now look look again to the front of your mat. Watch your hands come firmly onto the mat. Curl your toes under your feet and slowly emerge again in downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Nice, easy inhale to come all the way up. And then we bring hands into the heart. We step now into some balancing. Let's step onto the right foot first. Our first pose today will be Warrior Three. So we'll reach arms to the sky and tiptoe the left foot back. As you feel lengthened in your body, begin to float into Warrior Three. Your arms can reach to the front or the sides or the back. From Warrior Three, hands reach for the mat, left foot to the sky, standing splits. Let your head hang down into gravity. Stay here or move into half moon, right fingertips in front of the right toes, rolling the hips open, maybe reaching your left arm to the sky. And then 2 feet back onto the mat and take a moment to enjoy just moving your body a little bit. And let's step onto the left foot for balancing. Warrior Three. Arms reaching up to the sky, tiptoe the right foot back and then fly into Warrior Three. Hands reach down for the mat, standing splits. And again, either stay here or place your left fingertips in front of your left toes, opening into half moon. And then 2 feet again onto the ground. And another moment to move your body a little. Now with a big inhale, reach up to the sky. And exhale, fold forward. Our hands come to the mat, our feet walk back. And once again, let's lay our knees down, slide hips into heels, and find the resting place of child's pose. This time with a side bend, walk your hands way over to the right. Now walk your hands back to the center, and then way over to the left. Hands come back to the center. We curl our toes into the floor. We lift our hips to the sky and slowly step our way back again into downward facing dog. So let's move into hip opening now, pigeon pose. You can choose to take the variation on your back, crossing your right ankle over your left thigh, or step your right foot forward with a bend in the knee. Let your foot land behind your left hand, knee behind your right. So choose whichever variation fits your body best. The place where you can most effectively open up. And once you find that place, close your eyes and breathe, knowing that the more you relax your body, the more you can release. Thank you. you're in the prone variation, take your hands onto your mat. If you're on your back, reach your left leg up to the sky and swing yourself up to sit. If you're here, go ahead and slip over onto your right hip and let's swing the left leg around until it meets with the right foot. Now turn and face your left leg, inhale, reaching to the sky. And exhale, folding over the left leg in a nice forward bend. Walk your hands up the left leg. Take your hands onto the mat. We'll swing the left foot back. And then we'll step the right foot back. And as we come to downward facing dog, let's press heels up and down a little bit. And let's take pigeon pose to the other side. So again, either lay on your back with left ankle across the right thigh or step your left leg forward. Let your foot land behind your right hand, knee behind your left. And then ease your way in. Close your eyes, deep breaths. Long, slow, gentle release. Again, if you're in the prone variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, right leg to the sky, swing yourself up to sit. From the prone variation, slip onto your left hip, swing your right leg around to meet your left foot. Turn to the right leg. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, folding forward. Your hands up your right leg. Take hands onto the mat, swing your right foot back, step your left foot back, and again press heels up and down. Now let your knees come to the mat. Crisscross your ankles, slip right over tops of your feet. Bring the soles of your feet together. Hold onto your ankles, sit up straight and tall with your eyes closed. And take a nice deep breath, and then another, and another. Take your hands off of your ankles, bring your knees together, and let's roll down onto the floor now. Come right down onto your back. And once you lay yourself down, give your knees a hug, take a little rock from side to side. Now position your knees directly above your hips. Spread your arms wide on the ground. And then lift your shins parallel to the floor. Now draw your belly in. And using your abdominal strength, lower knees halfway to the right. And then a little tug of that abdominal strength brings the knees back up. And then halfway to the left. So in very slow motion, continue this side to side. You're also welcome to do this with your legs straight instead of knees bent. But go slowly, really see if you can connect with your deep belly strength. One more time to the right. One more time to the left. And once you come back to center, take your hands on your knees, draw some circles round and round. And then go around the other way. Come back to your center and choose an inversion for today. Maybe you'd like to lay on your back and just reach your legs toward the sky. Maybe you'll push your feet into the floor and take your hips off the ground, bridge pose. Maybe the hips and legs will go up above your shoulders in a shoulder stand. Or if you practice another inversion, choose whatever feels good. Ease your way in and enjoy your breath. Take your time slowly laying your body back down, touching each part of your back down tenderly to the floor. And then reaching around to hug your knees and rock your body side to side. Now set your feet onto the floor, slip your hands under your hips, and let's come to fish pose. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on your fingertips. Elbows tucked under the back. We'll reach our head back and our heart to the sky. Let your heart shine bright like the sun. Now the head lifts. And we allow that fish pose to return to the mat. Releasing hands out from underneath you, stretch them out of the floor behind your head. Turning your palms, or linking your fingers together and turning your palms around. Take a big stretch. Now reach down, gather up your right knee. And cross it all the way over your body to the left. Turn your head to the right. And take a beautiful twist. Relaxing your hips, smoothing out your forehead, loosening your jaw. left hand fall to the floor. The twist lays you back down. You may need a little straightening out on your mat. And then let's once again stretch the legs and the arms, reaching into your body. And take up your left leg now. Cross it over you to the right. Turn your head to the left. As the right hand falls to the floor, the last twist lays you softly down. Again, straighten yourself out if you need to. And this time, lay yourself down. Surrender the weight of your body to the floor. Close your eyes and come to this final relaxation. What a day. Finally free from the darkness of clouds overhead. I am light. I am bright. I shine like the sun. Nothing will hold me back today. My brilliance glows like a fiery sunbeam. And I take on this day as a blazing golden ray of light. I'm ready, ready to ignite the world. What a day. I am light. I am bright. And I shine like the sun. Take a very deep breath in. Let your inhale become a nice slow exhale. And give yourself now a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And then roll yourself over and lay yourself down on your right side for a moment. Finally, let's meet together where we began our practice today. Come back to sit on your mat once again. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And once again, we'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. Coming to center, our arms circle up into the sky. Our hands touch together above us, and they come first to our forehead for inspired thoughts today. And then to the lips for inspired words. And to the heart for an inspired heart. May the sun shine upon you. Surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.